The Internet, the final frontier.
Going nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Ears?
Anyway, so it's been a while since we did an episode. What season are we on?
Season seven.
Season seven, episode one was just me returning from my recuperation and Brian's forays into lesbianism and wrestling school. I'm sorry, the Lesbos Islands. My bad.
Oh God!
Being a lesbian is really hard if you're a guy. Just to say that, but I don't know.
Live from security cam, it's boldly going nowhere. Sorry, this is like
you can tell we haven't been in the studio in a while because you know shit's up there from the last party we had.
The abundant lack of prep.
Jesus. Anyway.
Sitting around the table getting all the tech hooked up. So what should we talk about today?
Fuck. I knew we forgot something.
We just knew we wanted to do an episode.
But to be fair, you know, like the thing that's been dominating at least the world of nerd news this week has been Spider-Man on the PS4 and how fucking amazing it is.
That is the best video game I've played in a long time. A long time.
Okay, yeah. So like, let me ask you a question. So like, say on that grand scale of, say, your top five video games, would it rate in that top five?
Oh, hell yeah.
Where would it rate on that list?
Probably three.
Really?
I really got to think about it. My number one game of all time, and actually this might get shaken soon too, my very number one game right now is Red Dead Redemption.
Okay. Nice.
But, that's one of my favorites too.
But yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out in a month and a half,
yeah,
give or take. So we'll see what happens with that. But Spider-Man's easily two or three. Like that game, oh my God.
Yeah,
like that is the perfect Spider-Man experience.
Yeah,
it beats the movies. Yep. It beats the comics. It beats the ride.
So, as in, like saying, like the Batman movies to like Arkham City, is it like that? Like, if someone asked you, like, hey, what's your favorite Spider-Man movie? And then
I'd say PS4.
You say PS4.
Yeah. Well, it's its own story. This is not big spoilers, so I won't wreck anything.
Yeah.
It in this universe, Spider-Man got bit in 2010, and that's when Uncle Ben died.
Oh.
The game actually takes place in 2018, so he's been Spider-Man for 8 years. He's more experienced. He's sort of mastered things. You're just sort of along for the ride at that point. You get a very different – like the characters are all there, but they're sort of in different places.
Yeah.
And the game just throws you into it. Like the first mission is just taking down Fisk, and the whole game is about what happens after Fisk is behind bars.
Okay, so this is sort of like a Spider-Man story minus the whinge factor.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And you also don't get the how it happened bullshit and all that stuff. You're just all these companies are finally realizing, look, we know you know how this happened to him, so we're just going to throw you into it.
Yeah, there was a weird like 20-year arc there. It was just like, hey, let's just retell the origin story over
every time
and over
we make something, we're going to do it again.
How many times can Uncle Ben die?
How many times can the Waynes die?
The Waynes die. Oh, I remember we saw like Batman versus Superman at the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, every single version of it.
Every single time was it the Martha and
Thomas and Martha?
And Thomas
died.
And Martha Wayne.
They showed every variation.
It was like at least 27 of them.
But it was all synced to the gunshot.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's cool.
That was cool. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I want to try to find that.
And I will say this much: the last one is always the most poignant. It was the one in Gotham.
Yeah.
So Bruce starts screaming his fucking head off.
Because nobody, no other like Batman live action thing or anything really had ever shown him screaming like that. Because he was always just like, oh my god, like he just didn't
silent
say
tear.
Just the one silent like
get a more emotional reaction when you
so
baby Val Kilmer
dropping your pretzel cone.
But yeah, I mean this game is. it's the perfect game. Like they've
yeah.
like everybody's favorite Spider-Man game before this was the one that was on PS2 and Xbox. The what yeah. was it based on Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
This game took everything great about that game and just perfected that technology.
My balloon. Oh,
yeah, that's gone. God. They reference that in the game.
Do they really?
One of the hidden items one of the items you find, because they want you, there's collectibles in the game, like yeah. I think they're backpacks.
Uh-huh.
One of the ones you find is this drawing of this kid, and he goes, "Oh yeah, that kid made that drawing for me after I saved his balloon."
Did you see on Reddit they found there was an Easter egg for like Twin Towers were in the reflection of one of the
no
buildings. I didn't see that.
I'll pull it up.
That's really cool.
Okay, yeah, it was really neat.
One thing I got to ask you why he's looking that up. So
yeah,
the voice acting
is just it? Awesome.
Okay, so do we know who's doing
nope.
it?
Nope.
Okay,
I've never heard of the kid and I've already forgotten his name. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right. But, okay, so like is it like a quippy Spider-Man?
Yes.
Like. How is it like cringeworthy like Tobey Maguire? Is it like
no, he's perfect.
Really?
I love him.
Okay, so Tom Holland.
Oh God, yeah, he's great.
Okay.
No, he's his own Spider-Man. He's great. I love the way he does his thing. Like he has just enough of a balance between emotion and humor.
Okay.
Like it felt natural. The whole game felt like a natural flowing Spider-Man experience. Like it was just great. I loved it. There was never a moment where I felt unhappy with anything.
I'm picking it up on Friday because fundage has been but first thing after work I'm going and picking it up.
Be careful, that game will eat your life.
Yeah.
I played it for 13 hours straight on Friday.
Jesus.
It was bad. It wasn't my intention either. I couldn't like put the damn thing down.
Yeah, like he woke up at 6 a.m. here, I'll play some Spider-Man, and then
that's,
you know,
literally
I'll
what happened.
Lunch. And yeah. then he's like, hey,
there was no lunch.
Where's the sun?
Dude, I'll tell you right now, like, the last time I got sucked into a game like that was with Skyrim. Like, literally, I got up in the morning, I popped it on, and, like, I don't know, like, the weekend just went by. Like, I didn't even sleep.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck happened?
No, it's
like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like,
it's just like that. And this isn't even a huge game. Like, this is just the city of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't stop. There's crimes, and just like in the comics and in the movies and stuff, you could be getting ready to head to go do a mission, and you'll get interruptions about robberies and carjackings and stuff, and you have to decide if you're going to go do the mission or if you're going to go stop crime.
Oh shit!
It's fucking fantastic.
That's
cool. What has been missing. Honestly.
Yeah, it's great, and whether you beat the game or not, they actually push for you to try and get 100% completion of the game. So like each section of the city, they want you to make it 100% crime free.
Nice.
So far, the only place I've been able to do that is Midtown.
Okay.
But it's really fucking hard.
By any chance, do you happen to go to Queens or Brooklyn or anything like that, or is it just
Hell's Kitchen?
It is just – Hell's Kitchen is on Manhattan Island.
Yeah.
You're stuck on Manhattan Island. Occasionally, a mission or two might take you off of there, but you don't get to go to Queens or anything.
Okay.
I think it's primarily the Raft and Rikers are the two places you get to go that's not New York.
Nice. All right, so one other question.
I think Rikers is right next to LaGuardia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somewhere near there. All right, so one of my big questions was – like, are there any other superheroes in this game, like, outside of the direct Spider-Man continuity? Like, do the X-Men
You mean, are they referenced?
Yeah.
I mean, do,
no,
you,
I mean,
do you want
– do they actually show up?
Do you – no.
All right.
But Sanctum Sanctorum's in New York.
Uh-huh.
Avengers Tower's in New York.
Let me see.
Hang on. Sean's showing me the – oh! But they're not there when he – like, when he turns around.
It's just
not
in the reflection.
Whoa, let me see this.
Okay.
Oh, wait, when he turns around, I'm going to need him to turn around. Oh, wow.
That is really cool.
That's really cool.
Whoa. Hold on.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. Sean, let me see.
I could definitely dig on that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And there are Easter eggs a bazillion. Like, while wandering around on the streets, I found Alias Investigations. I found Nelson and Murdoch.
Nice.
You know that bull statue in the financial district?
Yeah.
That's Lockjaw. I'm trying to think. There's a bunch of stuff. There was also the bar with no name, the one the villains always go to in the comics.
Yep.
There's tons of shit in this game that I was not expecting.
All right, so obviously you'd give it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, for sure. That's okay. That was astounding. That game, I waited 2 years to play that game. I would have waited 5 more.
Really?
Yeah, that game, God, it was everything I could have wanted. And like Bethany, bless her, she sat there and watched me play most of it on Friday, and she never got bored. She was totally invested in what I was doing. She just sat there like,
yeah,
it's a great game.
Yeah, I came by while you were playing it, and I'm just like, it's entertaining.
Yeah, you can watch. That's what makes a good game is when you can watch someone else play it and you're still interested.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's like why the Uncharted games are so good. That's why Red Dead is so good, and that's why Spider-Man is this good.
Well,
you can watch somebody play that as long as they play it for all day, and you don't care.
I would argue yes and no to certain aspects of that, because those games can be watched almost like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like while someone's playing it, you've also got the added option that someone can sit there and watch it. And hey, it's like watching a movie or like a TV series, whereas you don't have the same option with like Overwatch or something, you know? Like it's very much like it's one person very encapsulated in that moment and that's it.
You know, it's interesting you mention that, because like, very recently my girlfriend has gotten into playing PlayerUnderground Battleground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
PlayerUnknown Battleground, sorry.
AKA not Fortnite.
You know, honestly,
I don't like either of those games.
Yeah.
Honestly, the thing was, it was she became interested in it because the McElroy brothers from Polygon were doing a series called Awful Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically they were just sucking on ice.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she saw that I was on my Xbox one day, and she was like, "Hey, download that PlayerUnknown Battleground game." I'm like, "Okay." And then we started playing it, and then she was just like, she really got into it. So her and I have been playing that.
Cool.
But it's like we'll watch each other just play the entire time.
Yep.
There's no narrative in that.
No.
Like, so it's not like I agree with Zach that those games exist even when there is no narrative for you to watch in the story. It's just the premise of the game is good enough that you could be entranced in it.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I guess is one.
And Spider-Man actually they noted some milestones with its sales. It sold twice as many copies as the recent God of War that came out. And it's, I think they said now, the highest.
And God of War game is actually really good.
Yeah. Sold twice as many copies. Wow. And it's now it's the highest selling Marvel game in history.
I know. Like, I was on the Reddit page trying to find that little Twin Towers image, and I noticed, like, it is
it's
everywhere. Post on r/gaming.
No, it's even, like, at Ruby Tuesdays, customers are talking about it. My staff are talking about it. Like, it's been ages since I've heard a game get this kind of buzz.
Like, when was the last time you would say that kind of game generated
Halo.
That much? Yeah, Halo 3.
Yeah.
Halo
and or Smash.
Halo 3.
Yeah, I would say Halo 3 because that was the one where everybody was like, it's the end, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I remember, like,
oh, man, that
4 didn't do that well.
No, Guardians. Nobody gave a shit about 4.
Yeah.
Halo 3 was the last time it was a game that literally everyone was talking about. Maybe Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Those two games were the ones where everybody was talking. This one here, this Spider-Man game, everybody and their mother's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen something. I haven't seen that in over a decade.
It does my heart good, man.
It does.
Yeah, but
It should be the norm.
Yeah.
I hope they're working on a sequel. I hope they fucking push the sequel to the front of the line.
I mean, I feel like.
I mean, I've beat it. I know the ending. I'm not going to say anything, but I do hope I hope that a sequel has been pushed to like front of the queue.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I need
more.
What company does
Insomniac?
Insomniac and
Sony. Oh yeah. Well, that makes sense.
I think they said they already greenlit a sequel, and like that's their next project.
I need more.
They've already got DLC coming out for the Black Cat missions, I believe.
And well, they've got three DLCs. The first one is Black Cat. The third one is just called Turf War, and the third one doesn't have a name yet, or they won't say what it is.
Okay.
And each DLC will have new missions, new challenges, and new suits.
Yeah, and I will tell you right now because it's common knowledge at this point, but Venom is not in this particular version. But I'm so hoping that he's going to be in that second one.
God, there's so many things I can say, and I just can't say a fucking word. I know things. I know things about the sequel already because this game, because they're bastards, there's two after-credit scenes in this game. Just like in a Marvel movie, there's one in the middle and one at the end of the credits.
Damn it.
They're such bastards. And if you skip the credits, you don't get to watch the one at the end.
Oh, man.
I didn't dare press it. And it was – God, it was a challenge because those credits – I'm not joking. That credit sequence was, I think, 17 minutes.
Well, it's a lot of people.
It's a video game.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
A lot of people go.
But
twice as many people go into video games.
It was worse than the movies, though, because both of those after credit sequences, I was like slack jaw and screaming. I was just like, yeah. And there were, the game got me all sorts of emotional. I mean, yes, I'm biased because I'm obsessed with Spider-Man. Like, I understand this. But there was moments in this game where, like, you're fighting villains and the dialogue is so good that I was literally sitting there with the controller like, ah! I was really into what was happening.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, when we were like, okay, we're going to talk about Spider-Man for the PS4, we need Zach with us.
Yeah.
That's – honestly, they did a phenomenal job. I mean, I bought that game July 2016 was when I bought it on Amazon. I even sent that to Insomniac when they announced the release date. I tweeted the picture on Amazon that said you bought this item July 16th, 2016, and they retweeted it. They're like, wow, this dude's serious. I was like,
this dude is not fucking around.
That game and Detroit are the two games that when I saw that E3 presentation in 2016, those two games are what made me go out the next day and buy a PS4.
Nice.
And also E3 2016, Xbox, no offense, they didn't bring shit to the table.
No.
And they still haven't. So I made the right call.
Yeah.
I went out the next day, I bought all four Uncharted's, and I got my PS4. And then I bought Horizon, I got Detroit, I got Spider-Man. Like, it's been a great fucking time since then.
Yeah. Welcome to the PlayStation.
Yeah,
son.
That's...
Seriously.
I'm in my island.
to demonstrate fairness and balance, I will still point out that PS3 was a fucking disaster.
Whatever.
But... PS4 is just as good as PS2. PS4 brought it back.
Yeah.
And my Xbox One is dusty as shit.
I mean, like, here's the thing. I was thinking about actually picking up, like, an original Xbox because I don't have the connection for it to go to my, like, you know, CRTV right now. And I just really want to play Halo 1 and 2. But I don't want to go out and buy a fucking Xbox One just to do that.
No.
So...
It's not worth it.
I'm not buying an Xbox One.
And also, you'd have to buy Master Chief Collection, and that's the most broken game in the history of Xbox.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. They just did a 4K upconvert and claimed they fixed everything, but they didn't fix any fucking anything. The multiplayer's still a disaster.
I still have your ODST copy, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I was looking through my collection. I was like, this is Zax. Why the fuck do I still have this?
No, Master Chief Collection added ODST as an apology for the shit launch, so I just didn't notice because I just played that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Hey, all right.
There you go.
But yeah, no, Spider-Man for PS4 is one of the best video games I've ever played. And I mean, part of that's because I love Spider-Man, but part of it's because it's just a fucking great game.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I saw the first, look, honestly, I don't know who's the bigger Spider-Man fan at this point, you or my roommate. Because I'm not going to lie, like, honestly, I think we would have to do a battle of the fucking Spider-Man nerds for this one because, like, you two are so neck and neck.
We got to get them both on the podcast.
Holy shit. He literally came home. It was almost like he just got out of the car, didn't even turn the fucking engine off. Was like, woo, I got it, and, like, threw it in the PS4.
No, that was...
And, like...
I did the same thing. I went to GameStop at 9 p.m. I grabbed my copy. I drove home doing Mach 1. Bethany, again, bless her, she held a spot in line for me at GameStop. So when I got there, I just hopped in line to go get my game. I do not deserve her. She is too good to me. But, yeah, I fucking ran home. I threw that shit in the disk drive, and I was like, install, let's go.
Here, use this. Tell her right now. Because seriously, Jesus Christ.
No, she's perfect. I'm a lucky dude.
You got to put a ring on.
But yeah, PS4, I'm aware. I'd like to do that after I'm working at fucking Ruby Tuesday, though. That's the only thing holding me back. Once I get a real job.
Hey, in case she listens, you know, let's not talk about that.
But she knows. She knows I want a better job. We've had talks.
Who doesn't?
I got nothing to hide.
There's
been life talks.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, end of the day, though, astounding fucking game. Also, tell your roommate I have a Tom Holland autograph.
Cool.
All right, so nice. All right, so moving on.
That's
from
what always happens.
Yeah, right. So moving on from what undoubtedly is probably going to be a game of the year contender,
if it hasn't won it already. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I'm already waiting for the game of the year edition.
So I wanted to talk about this because you had mentioned it earlier, and I had read an article about it earlier in the day. So apparently Disney has now submitted Black Panther for every fucking category.
And that, listen, Black Panther is a great movie, and I've said that on the movie podcast several times. Like, we talked about that on PCP.
It's a fantastic film.
But that's too much. Putting it in for every single category.
I sure as hell
hope they didn't put it in there for special effects.
Like every single category for a live a live action film could be entered for. Every single one, Zach.
Well, I mean, you gotta assume that most of these studios will put it in for categories.
Yeah, but all of them. All of them. That's ridiculous.
Wait, it can't be all of them. It can't be a short. It can't be an animated short.
I mean, everyone they were able to put
for
in.
For a live action feature film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That a live action feature film can be qualified for. So they have put it forward for every single category.
You're not going to see it next to
Return of the King.
You're not
going to
see it next
that,
to a Pixar movie, no.
Yeah.
I
was going to say Coco, but
Return of the
year.
King did that.
Not for all of them.
I mean, you know, they can submit for whatever they want. Whether or not they get nominated is a completely different story.
Well, the thing is, I'm very concerned about how the Oscars are going to treat that film. because I know they're going to be worried about. There's going to be a lot
of. Oh, it's a comic book movie.
Well, no, not only that, but then
you also hashtag have to, Oscars so white. I mean, you had all that bullshit.
This next Oscars is going to be the most fucking. I'm telling you, it's a
political thing.
It's going to be the most fucking awful political pile of garbage to watch. I'm not. I probably won't even watch this year. I'm just going to skip it. There's no reason to watch it. It's just going to devolve into a nightmare.
You're not wrong.
It's just every single thing. And then what Black Panther wins won't be good enough, and what Black Panther doesn't win is going to be absolutely disgusting in the public eye and yada, yada, yada. And the fact that it didn't win Best Picture, there's going to be a fucking argument about that.
Well, Marvel was smart on this because they're cashing in on the white guilt.
Well, yeah.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Yeah, no.
That's smart. That's like, well, all this, you know.
I, you know what?
This is Oscars being racist. Here's your chance. All of them.
I mean, look.
But I'm also glad that they will have no choice but to finally recognize a comic book film, because all those old shriveled up raisin bastards that just sit there and go, oh, no, this is not worthy. I'm sick of that shit.
Low art.
Oh.
Yeah, whoopee.
Wasn't even released in the fall.
Oh. Listen, I've seen that Three Billboards movie, okay? And there's plenty of comic book movies I can list that are better than that movie.
I haven't seen it, by the way. It's not that good.
I mean,
what's your quick review, Zach?
Can I get a quick review?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. It's very political, obviously, but that's what sells. You know, it is based on true events. I understand. It's just there's parts of it where it's just like it's too much. It's too much.
That's fair.
Well, it didn't have
to beat you over the head, but
exactly. It didn't. I hate that. Literally. I can't stand that.
Like, they literally.
It didn't have peaches, and that's why it lost.
Hey, at least it delivered on the title. The title's Three Billboards. It's got three billboards in the movie.
Oh, cool.
They got at least that going for them.
Oh, that's good.
But I can't get into the whole political thing going, man. I just can't. I just want to watch movies and have a good time.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though. Okay, so it's officially been submitted for every possible category that a live-action film can be submitted for at the Oscars. So if you were to say that Black Panther had a legitimate shot of winning an Academy Award,
what would it be?
What category do you think it would win in?
I'm going to say either soundtrack, best actor, or best adapted material.
I would also
best adapted screenplay. I could definitely see.
Oh, for sure. It's almost a guarantee it's going to win that.
Best supporting actor, Michael B. Jones.
Michael B. Jordan, best supporting actor. Yes, actually.
I mean, Chadwick.
I could see that.
Yeah, Chadwick, I could see being nominated.
Nominated
but not winning. Yeah, I would say if Michael B. Jordan.
I think supporting actor is probably one of the women in the
Okoye or.
Okoye or.
Will that be supporting
Shuri?
Actress?
Yeah, supporting actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shuri or Okoye.
I mean, maybe Okoye, but Shuri wasn't in the movie very much. Like, she's
not
there.
Shuri.
She did a good
not
job.
Not Shuri, Okoye.
Yeah,
Okoye.
She
definitely.
Could get nominated. Yeah.
I think Shuri might have actually been in Infinity War more.
Yeah.
Hard to tell. She was in both movies minimally.
Yeah.
She'll probably be in Avengers 4 more because, you know, her brother disappeared.
Oh, God only knows what's
going
to happen.
Oh, sorry,
with that
spoilers.
Movie.
Well, they come
dude,
back.
Dude, it's been long enough.
I mean,
you haven't seen the movie yet. It's not our
go
fucking
watch
problem.
It. God.
If you're that worthless that you haven't watched this movie yet, it's not my problem.
All right. Fair enough. So,
I love this shirt. By all right,
the way. I think we're definitely saying so. It definitely wins best supporting actor for Michael B. Jordan,
Definitely wins best adapted screenplay.
Yeah,
could win soundtrack. That soundtrack was to die for. That soundtrack was fucking amazing. That was one of the best soundtracks in a Marvel movie
ever.
Wait a second. Is that shirt the comic book? But it's
the
all-
cover.
But
with movie
stuff,
but it's
with Infinity War, but it's based off of the
awesome.
Infinity Gauntlet.
It's based off of Infinity Gauntlet number one.
Yep,
that's so cool.
Yep. I have that comic. Oh,
so good. And like everybody's
is there a variant cover for that?
No, sadly no. I know they missed it. They missed a good opportunity.
Missed the ball.
So,
that's one little last piece of Spider-Man news for anybody who collects comic books is we're on the second week now. There's going to be 5 weeks where they pick 5 issues and they do Spider-Man variants for the video game.
Nice.
I've already got 2 of them.
Cool.
I have to have them. And Spider-Man.
Zach's so into Spider-Man. They announced it. I have two.
I have two.
They announced it 5 minutes ago. I have three.
They also announced the new big Spider-Man crossover thing this fall in the comics, Spider-Geddon. PS4 Spider-Man will be in the story, which is going to be very cool.
Cool.
So it'll be very cool to see how he interacts with all the Spider-Men that you and I already know because we've read so much of
them. When does that Claymation Spider-Man movie come out?
What, you mean the...
It's not Claymation.
No.
Like, you know what I mean. It's computer
The computer-animated one?
December.
It looks Claymation. It looks like a little stop-motion-y.
Yeah, a little bit.
They added elements of that to it, but it's an art style choice.
Which one's that?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
That one comes out.
Can't wait.
Oh.
December.
Please.
It is a good time to be a Spider-Man fan.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this whole last chunk of the year is just all Spider-Man all the time.
Yeah.
It's so great.
I got to ask the question, and I know we're going off topic, but I got to ask, is Spider-Ham going to be in this movie?
Yes.
Yes!
But
Peter Porker Spider-Ham.
But I think what's more interesting is Spider-Man Noir is going to be in the film, and he's voiced by Nicolas Cage.
Holy shit. Yeah, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of very interesting things happening with this movie. I think this movie is going to surprise a lot of people.
That's great.
I have to wonder like how much of Spider-Verse they're actually going to follow. Like,
I don't know. You know, I have no idea.
This is a great move into our next topic because, you know, we're going from, you know, Marvel properties and Marvel films. Now let's swing to the other side of the table.
Oh, yeah. Did we forget to mention that this is the funeral episode for the DC Cinematic Universe?
Yep.
All right.
And too, Brute.
Who wants to announce the news?
Oh, wait. Should I say I was right at the beginning or at the end?
At the beginning.
I was right.
You know who we should have announce it, guys? Our resident DC fan.
Oh, I love this.
Brian, what news do you have about DC?
Tell me,
as you wear a Marvel t-shirt. Is that say at all? He comes in wearing a Marvel t-shirt on...
I like both, asshole. God.
All right, so Brian, why don't you...
Yeah, let's tell us about DC movies.
Okay, so... So apparently DC might be shitting the bed.
Might be.
If it hasn't already been shitting the bed. So the report that came out earlier, I remember reading from comic book resources. I got an email stating, Henry Cavill is out as Superman. I'm like, what? And so I looked into it more, and I actually watched Emergency Awesome's video on this, and he's describing this as well. Henry Cavill might not necessarily be out as Superman. However, they're not working on a direct Man of Steel sequel at this point in time. They're choosing to focus on other things, aka like, you know, Supergirl and like all the other like live action TV shows. And then God knows they're working on like a Green Lantern movie, all this stuff. But right now, apparently they just don't have anything for Henry Cavill. So that's why he's like, okay, peace. And I'm going to work on The Witcher. They haven't outright announced because, like, there's three different reports actually stating, like,
he's going to be in a video game movie?
He's going to be on a Netflix series.
The Netflix series.
The Witcher. The Witcher is becoming a Netflix series.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So,
but Henry Cavill is going to be the lead role. He plays, I don't know anything about The Witcher. I haven't played it.
I haven't either.
He plays the character you play in the video game.
Oh. Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
So he's going to have long white hair and a white beard. But
what happened was they were negotiating pay and stuff and scheduling for a cameo in Shazam for his character. And apparently the negotiations completely broke down and Cavill just stopped talking to him.
Mm.
And so they haven't officially said that he's out. He's probably out. And then they immediately were like, we're actually thinking we're going to shift focus to like Supergirl. And it was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you already have that show on the CW. Like,
which is not good.
Well, we're going to do our own superhero.
Well, and I just like...
With hookers and
blackjack.
And blackjack.
But here's
what are y'all
going
to announce next? Green Arrow movie?
No, because I think if memory serves correctly, what they immediately announced after that was that Ben Affleck was out as Batman.
He is out.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
And I thought, maybe it has something to do with, he went to rehab, blah, blah, blah.
It's just, they didn't do a good job. That's at the end of the day, they didn't organize it well. They didn't get the right talents they needed for like writing, directing, stuff like that. And it's just... turn into this mishmash of a nightmare.
I mean, that's the thing. The only good film, like seriously good film, to come out of it was Wonder Woman. And I'm somewhat excited to see how Wonder Woman 1984 turns out.
That looks good. But before we do anything, because it's been a while, what are your thoughts on the Shazam trailer?
Oh, I want to see it. I think it could potentially...
The dude from Chuck!
Well, that's not why. I mean, I love Zachary Levi. I do.
Yeah.
But I think that that is the first movie that they'll actually be tackling that takes DC a little less seriously.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they've desperately
And that's what
needed.
They need really bad. Yeah. Because I'm sorry, the Aquaman movie to me does not look very great. But, the CG looks bad. The story is generic. Shazam actually looks interesting.
Like, I'll say this much. Like I said, out of all the movies that are coming out anytime in the near future that DC has already announced, the only two that are even mildly interesting are Wonder Woman 1984
and Shazam. Yeah.
And I laughed my ass off at the Shazam trailer.
Oh, God, it was fantastic.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Because he acts like any of us would in those situations. Like, the best part's when he figures out he's bulletproof and he's, like, sitting there smiling and he just looks up at the guy and goes, "You're dead." And I was like, I would do that. Yeah. It just felt so natural.
Right. It's just like, oh, and it's such a shame that they're realizing this, oh, I don't know, about 10 years too late.
Oh, yeah. They just...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't hate Man of Steel. I didn't agree with some of the stylistic choices they went with.
Yeah. I'd give it a C-. It's not a bad movie, but it's not a great movie either.
Like, it's definitely...
Should I just let him die? Maybe. I'm like, what an asshole.
Should I just snap his neck? Do you want me to save you? Should I just snap his neck? Okay.
That was a weak-ass fucking script. I'm sorry. Goyer, God, he's done so much better.
I know. Hence the reason why
My favorite's the product placement. It was obnoxious.
What's wrong with making it feel like it's in the real world?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
It's nowhere near as bad as the product placement in Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
That takes the cake.
That is product placement number one.
Donut.
Yeah. That's obnoxious product placement when the main villain
It takes the dozen.
The Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. See, that's bad advertising. I was like Superman fighting Zod and punching Zod through an IHOP, that's really not a big deal to me. To me, that makes it feel like it could happen tomorrow here.
Because guess what's in the Midwest? IHOP.
Shitloads of them.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad when you think about it.
I mean, you throw one guy into one, you're bound to hit another one or something. I don't know.
I'm not trying to shit on Power Rangers, but that was terrible product placement.
Yeah. Oh, it was horrible. Yeah.
Much worse. Much worse.
Yeah. I haven't thought about Power Rangers until you reminded me. I repressed it.
So yeah, the two worst product placements in history were that in Power Rangers and then the car in Walking Dead. Yeah. Where, like, in the middle of, like, season 3, all of a sudden they had, like, the 2013 Hyundai perfectly brand new car in the apocalypse.
What?
Like,
really?
I swear to God.
Get out of
back
town.
Back when I still watched that awful show.
Because I stopped watching after season 2.
It was like that.
I watched one season and I was like, it's not that
Hyundai SUV out of nowhere. They get this brand new car. I swear
if you're
going to
go fight zombies, get your Hyundai Elantra.
They even reference it on the Honest trailer. They're like the third season features walking, talking, and the 2013 Hyundai, whatever it's called.
Hyundai Elantra.
It's hilarious.
Low finance APR.
Power Rangers and Walking Dead, the two worst examples of product placement in history. Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, you got to pay for the movies somehow.
Got to pay for it somehow.
DC, they just need to start over. I don't hate.
I feel like that's what they're doing.
I mean, I don't. But that's the thing, though. It's like if they completely start over, we're gonna negate like the one bright spot that came out of this.
Not necessarily.
If you do it in Flashpoint.
Yeah,
Flashpoint can make her stay Wonder Woman.
You can keep Gal Gadot
and make
all the bad go away
and make the Nolan universe accurate.
Oh, so maybe
not a terrible idea.
So, like, for instance, you're saying like he could do Flashpoint, and then we could get rid of Ezra Miller as a.
I don't think he could even stay as the Flash. I don't care about that.
I'm saying we do Flashpoint. Some stay, some change.
Now, let me tell you something. I've actually talked about this before, but like hindsight's 20/20 at this point. But it's always 20/20. But here's the thing. I had a feeling that they should have just kept Christian Bale as Batman and then built a brand new like DC universe kind of with that in place because you've already got that. You've already got that foundation there.
The problem is they didn't think that through at the time. At the time, they were just letting back. This is before they were trying to do cinematic universes.
Yeah.
But that's one of the reasons that the Nolan Batman is so good is because the studio wasn't trying to be like, you got to do this here, you got to do that here. He has to do this. He has to reference this. You got to see this.
What I mean is like you have Dark Knight. You have Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises. That's a trilogy. You don't mess with that. But then like Man of Steel comes out, and then like. You start interweaving that, and like the reason why I think it would work so well is because take a look at that universe real fast. Take a look at that trilogy of Batman movies. They set it in such a realistic viewpoint. They set it in such a world that like the fantastic doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That to have a fucking alien come out of the sky, okay, and then have Christian Bale's Batman react to that,
yeah, just give I think it a full would
be
shakedown. Very,
yeah, it would be so fucking interesting to see that.
It would. That would have been the way to do it. You know? See, the problem is people forget this is technically strike two for DC because strike one was when they tried to kick off a universe with Green Lantern. So when they try to do it again, it's going to be their third try at a cinematic universe.
But yeah, think of it this way though. It's now they have the example of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to go off of. And I don't mean
yeah.
And I mean like they have that to plan out, like using that as the golden standard to plan to
yeah.
and not react to it as a snap decision because holy shit, these guys are burying us.
Yes.
We got to fucking figure something out quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Quick, somebody get me that dimple chin dude. We got to make a Superman movie.
I mean, that's basically what's happening.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's just, man, I just like, and I want DC to succeed. Let me put that on the record. I'm not anti-DC. I just don't like the movies they're putting out right now.
I mean, can you honestly, out of this last run, can you name like any movie besides Wonder Woman, besides Wonder Woman, that even compared to like the worst MCU film?
No.
Okay.
Justice League is almost touches Iron Man 2.
They want my bird.
Because Justice League, my boy.
Okay, hold on. Justice League is better than The Incredible Hulk.
No, I love Incredible Hulk. The worst Marvel movies, the worst three Marvel movies are Iron Man 3, Iron Man 2, and Thor 2.
Yeah.
Come here, Thor 2.
Yeah, those three are just not good. I'm sorry. I can watch them. They're not good. Yeah. You got to rewatch Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk's a good movie.
I don't know.
Incredible Hulk's actually a genuinely good movie. I love that movie.
Plus, you said Hulk smash. Or someone's head. There you go.
Is that all you wanted? All you wanted was Hulk smash?
That's all I wanted.
Oh, man, I just...
I'll give you Hulk smash.
The only problem with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is, as it was coined on CinemaSins, is they have what they call same versus same. Hmm. Every movie, the main character's fighting somebody just like him. Except for very rarely where they get really creative, like when you do something like Doctor Strange versus Dormammu.
Yeah.
Which was very creative. But, you know, first Iron Man, he fights Warmonger. Second Iron Man, he fights Whiplash. Black Panther fights Killmonger.
Well, okay.
Same versus same versus same.
Spider-Man versus Vulture?
That wasn't much of a fight because they ran out of money. That's why at the end they did that thing at night where it was like super dark and they were on a super reflective airplane.
Thor versus Loki.
That's the same versus same, sort of.
Eh, yeah. I don't know.
I will say.
They're both Asgardians. Or, yeah. But yeah. I would say it's more cunning versus brute strength.
Oh yeah, I'm not trying to say this myself. I'm just saying I see points where it is like that.
Oh
yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Also, you wouldn't have Thor versus Loki because Loki's just not around.
Actually,
he wouldn't make for a very good opponent.
Actually, what's his like? Did anyone else notice that Loki didn't turn blue when he died?
Why would he?
Oh, and he used his left hand or whatever. There's like a theory.
I know it's online theorists. They're reading too much into it.
Oh,
I'm telling you, he's dead.
That's why
they might fix it with time travel, but as of right now, he's dead.
Well, yeah, if memory serves, isn't like the theory that Loki went to Earth. He was the one.
He was disguised as Bruce Banner, and that's why Hulk won't come out and yada yada.
Yeah, which makes me wonder. Okay, if that's the case, where the fuck is Hulk?
I'm sorry, I don't buy in any.
Here's why I don't buy it because like he constantly is like Banner's constantly talking with Hulk, and you see Hulk start to form out. He starts to Hulk out a little bit. Why the fuck, if he's out in a field, out by himself, after getting transported by Doctor Strange, would he try and convince anybody who's around that doesn't know him, like, oh, look, I'm hulking out? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
This just proves what I've said for years. Fan theories are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That's the end. That's one of the reasons people didn't like Last Jedi, because all they did was raise a Kenobi, raise a Skywalker. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, just shut the fuck up and watch the movie.
I mean, we were doing the same thing, but we were just like, you know what? I don't honestly care if I'm wrong.
It's hard for a movie to get to the expectations
of people's...
Well, we
do, like, fun stuff, like we guess who dies and shit.
Yeah.
And that's not the same.
No, it's not the same, because everyone's expectations are just like, oh, I have my unique theory about this, and... So does every single Star Wars fan.
Shit.
No.
But I'm going to come with my preconceived notions, my crazy thoughts of how this perfect thing should arrive, and then I'm going to watch the movie, and then I'll get disappointed because it's not the
and
same.
And then cry about it online.
Yeah, and then cry about it online. That's why it's like The Last Jedi wasn't bad. There were things in it that were questionable.
No, there were things in it that are bad.
I actually like Nostalgia Critic's turn on this. Was it was good, except in the places that it wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's my take on that. By the way, it's not so much making predictions or like here's what I think is going to happen in this movie. That's not the problem. The problem, like he said, is like these people that just have bullet points about like here's what needs to happen. This, and this.
And if
he
it needs doesn't to be happen, Darth Plagueis, and then
that doesn't happen. Then, oh my god,
that's when it started. If I ever meet the son of a bitch that was like, oh, Jar Jar was just Darth Plagueis all along, it's like go fuck yourself.
No, they thought Snoke,
break your
Snoke
back
was
and make you fucking humble.
They thought Snoke was Darth Plagueis.
Oh yeah, but they said what if Jar Jar was like a secret Sith.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah, no, that's their prediction for this last film, that Jar Jar is the ultimate enemy.
That's fucking stupid.
Of course it is.
That's
nah, according to the internet, the ultimate enemy is Rian Johnson.
I still love
His mentor is George Lucas.
I don't know. My favorite comeback from people pissing and moaning about The Last Jedi is somebody bitched at Rian Johnson. Who's like, that fucking Force hologram is bullshit, right?
And then he just shows that series of photos where he goes to the bookshelf.
He just pulls the book out about Star Wars.
The Path of the Jedi. I have this book.
Yeah, it opens it up and like literally
and points
turns
to where it says you can do that.
Like literally points to it.
Hilarious.
Like, just like one of those things where it's just like, it was like the ultimate fuck you. He's like, hey, who's the Star Wars nerd now, bitch?
Yeah, yes, you can do this. And have you watched Empire?
It's like, I'm sorry. Have you... Do you even Star Wars, bro?
Goddamn fucking loop rules lawyers.
Ugh.
It gets right here that you can't do that.
It's actually, no.
I'm actually excited. Bullshit. I mean, I'm pretty excited that JJ is coming back.
I am too, because, I mean, no matter what your opinion is of Last Jedi, Force Awakens was better.
Here's specifically, it flowed better. The editing was smoother.
Boy, did it.
It was just the way J.J. Abrams tells a story is a little bit better.
Yeah, he's a great filmmaker.
Here's what I dig. Here's what I'm really looking forward to for Episode 9. Because here's the thing. Like,
I love how we were talking about the DC film universe, and we were just like, fuck it.
Fuck it, Star Wars.
It's dead and over.
Whatever. What do you think is going to happen when you bring me on these?
Right.
It's only a matter of time before Star Wars comes out.
Spider-Man, Marvel,
Star Wars.
Right, so, I'm sorry.
Basically what we've done is we've basically hit all your bullet points. Don't huff at me, goddammit. Anyway, it's like we've hit all of Zach's bullet points. We've talked about Spider-Man. We're talking about Star Wars. We've shit on Brian. We've shit on the DC universe.
Why is shitting on Brian a Zach talking point?
Well, because usually you
I'm not seeking out to ruin the kid's day.
I can talk about my experience in the rec room with my HTC Vive.
Okay, cool.
We'll get to that in a second. All right, I'll let Brian talk now because now he's...
I just wanted to raise a quick point.
All right, go ahead.
Something that I think is really cool right now about being a Star Wars fan, even though there's so much fucking wrong with the fucking, just
the situation, yes.
The fan base and everything, blah, fine. Here's what's really fucking cool, okay? For years and years, since we were kids, those movies were all kind of just set, there were three movies and then there were six. And like, even though there were three new movies that were coming out, we knew what the fuck was going to happen. Oh, Anakin's going to turn into Darth Vader. All this shit's going to happen. The Empire's going to rise to power, blah, 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 blah. So here we are, two movies into this new trilogy. And The Last Jedi basically set everything the fuck on fire. Okay.
Literally.
Yeah. And here.
Yeah, pretty much.
And here we are with a year to go. And we have no fucking idea what's going to happen in that movie. We have no idea what's going to happen. The lightsaber, Rey's lightsaber's broken. Fucking Luke, as far as we know, he's dead. As far as we know, the resistance is going to rise up. But they might also just get wiped out. We don't know. We have no fucking idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it so much because I'm like, this is what it must have been like to like have that weird 3-year gap between Empire and Jedi. Like, because I never got to experience that as a kid because I was born in 87. Those movies were done by the time I was born. So I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is cool. I like this feeling. Just thinking about like what might happen.
If you want to feel like wistful for Star Wars, watch the trailer for Force Awakens.
Uh-huh.
But listen to the music. It is amazing.
Oh, God, that track is fucking gold.
Yeah, because it takes a little bit from Empire and then it takes a little bit from the first one. It's just really good.
Yeah.
It's real, really good.
Yeah,
and that's that. I don't know. That feeling is what Star Wars, I think, is for me.
Yeah.
Just mystics. This is cool.
It is.
Yep. So,
Fat Shack things.
No,
because I have something cool.
Real quick. I'm just gonna dive. It's like two. It's like 2 seconds. I've been quiet this entire time.
Yeah, you've been yawning.
Yes.
You can't see him, but that's what he's doing.
Come back.
Oh, by the way, I will say this much. My last Star Wars point.
Prince Valium. That's what's a Prince Valium.
They really now, before Mel Brooks dies, he needs to make a sequel to Spaceballs called The Search for More Money. He's got to do it.
Yeah, it's got to happen.
At this point with the new trilogy. He's got to.
Yeah, cash in.
Sorry, go ahead. Talk about it before we go.
So, I recently purchased an HTC Vive, and this is a virtual reality headset that ties to the Steam OS. So what I was doing is like downloading a bunch of different games. So I did Beat Saber, which is amazing, by the way. Speaking of Star Wars, it's like lightsabers and your pure hatred of boxes. So.
Fuck boxes!
Fuck you, boxes!
A box killed my father.
Box killed my father.
Oh, there's our episode title.
Box killed my... Box ate my baby.
Rest in peace, DCU. #A box killed my father.
And I downloaded this game called Rec Room. So I was like, well, that seems cool. Like, you know, the Rec Room. Like, you get to go play and everything. It looks fun. So they give you like you basically have these kind of like basic hands, and it's like very cartoony hands, and then they're like, okay, here's your room, here's what you can, you know, dress up your avatar with. So it's very much like Ready Player One, where you're just kind of very immersive in it. And then they put me in this room with they pair me up with this random person to play racquetball. And so I'm sitting there in the room and it's the hallway, and then I see this person and I just hear the ball, and it's just coming at this like little mouth movements coming from the avatar on the other side. I was like, what, who's that? He goes, get the ball. I'm like, I look over and there's a ball like in midair. So like I started like, I was like, all right. So like I picked it up and like tossed it back at him. He tossed it back at me. We like started going back and forth, and then he's trying to get my contact information. It's like 6:45 at this point. I'm like, well, I should probably get to the studio pretty early so we can get the ball to go nowhere. This just happened. Yeah, and he gets the contact information. I give the contact information. I'm like, here. I just got to go. And it was just so weird, like just getting thrown into like a random room. I did not expect that at all.
Were you playing with another human being?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's weird.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. So,
because VR is it's a very standalone thing, and like getting thrust into something like that is kind of weird for me.
Know. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. So like that, you know what that reminds me of? Does anybody remember Chat Roulette?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, can we not?
It's basically just the VR equivalent of Chat Roulette, right?
That's Chat Roulette right there. This is what it was.
Yeah, it was a lot of gambling. They were rolling dice. Anyway.
So basically Rec Room.
A lot of snakes out of cages.
Rec Room is
basically just Chat Roulette in VR.
Yep.
So wait.
Chat Roulette,
so
the online zucchini farm.
You gave your contact information to a person who you've never met, who you just happen to get paired up with in a VR game.
Yes.
You know you're going to have to change like all your email addresses.
No,
right?
No. Just my screen name. I didn't give them anything else.
Okay, fair enough.
But
I have to tell my story from this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sleep in a lot because I work nights, and right. I woke up at like 9 this morning and had to go to the bathroom, but I was like, I'm just going to go back to sleep after I get up. So I got up, went to the bathroom, didn't realize this, but as I was coming out of the restroom to go back to bed, Sean was already up, and I can tell this is already going to be a problem. He was already up and on the Vive. Like, I just walked out, and he's just standing in front of the TV like... And I just kind of looked over, and I was like, I'm just going to go back to bed.
It's so fucking addictive.
Yeah, you better watch out.
You should have pulled one of these. Just, like, walk back silently with your cock, just like...
Nerd. One of these, I am going to start screwing with you. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
He'll be, like, playing a game, and I'll just come next to him and go... And he'll be like,
just very softly, just.
I did. Like, I got googly eyes to put in the front of the Vive.
It was funny. The first time I saw him on it, I was just trying not to get in his way when I walked past him. And I guess I made noise because he just goes, Zach, are you in the room? And I was like, yes. He goes, oh, okay, just making sure. And then he went back to his VRing. It was funny.
That's adorable.
I'm going to clear out space in my room.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a little trip to a place we like to call the Fat Shack.
And this is where the music would have played.
But, oh, I'll put it in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. We're keeping that.
My bad. I forgot editing and things.
You better put it in. Yeah.
All right. So both Zach and Brian both have bits of...
I do. Stories. I got something real cool.
Okay. All right. So Zach, why don't you go first?
This is...
Okay.
What?
Go right ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. This one's not that long. This is just very exciting for those of you who don't know.
You're pregnant?
Any Burger King that has a Coke freestyle machine has Surge until next February.
Like... Surge. Anyone?
Oh, any Coke freestyle machine that's in a Burger King is a Burger King exclusive freestyle item.
Wait, where is the one in Germantown again?
I thought it was the Burger King right next to the Ruby Tuesdays that I'm currently working at, but it's on the other side of the bridge.
Oh, over by the gas station.
Yes,
on the other gas station.
The gas wash station.
Yes.
The car wash, yeah.
That Burger King right there has Surge. I went there the other day. You can even get it in the drive-thru. You don't have to use the Coke freestyle machine.
All you have to do is just get off the exit for Germantown, and it's just on the other side.
You just go the other way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just go over the bridge, and before the first first big traffic light where the gas station is, you'll see it on the left.
Yes.
And so I just went in there the other day, and I got a regular fucking value meal, but I got Surge with it.
I know what I'm getting for lunch tomorrow.
And it tastes exactly like it did. Like, nothing's changed. They just decided to bring it back.
I love the fact that they have Surge. And, like, because right now, if I want to get Surge, I got to drive to Pennsylvania to do it.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
Right.
Stupid.
Now, mind you, though, I can still get, like, the 16-ounce tall boys for, like, a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, if we went online and bought it off Amazon.
Big money.
Yeah. A shitload of money. Like, way more. I mean, I could
it
go
came
buy.
Came and went.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Exactly. You go through those like nobody's business.
Yeah. Well, I used to. I got them when they were affordable, not when it was like $30, $40 a pack. Yeah.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you could like literally drive to Gettysburg, which is like, what, half an hour away from here?
Yeah.
And you could go pick up 12 for 12 bucks.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
As usual, Maryland hates everything fun.
Get with it, Maryland.
Yep.
Maryland will never get with it.
I know.
They tried to tax the rain. This, Maryland hates people.
This state is awful.
Yeah, this state sucks
ass. No, you know what? No, that's the title. It's rest in peace. Rest in peace. RIP DCEU. Hashtag blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain.
There you go.
That's blame good. Maryland, not unlike right. blame Canada. Hang on, so, Brian's taking selfies. Then he'll tell us his story.
Say hi to a friend. Goddamn you.
Visual reference in an audio podcast. If you're playing the bully going over a drinking game, down your drink, motherfucker.
Yahtzee. Brian, you forgot to make duck face.
It should take a selfie.
I need some Pringles.
We need to start putting selfies as the picture for the podcast when they're all doing duck face.
I didn't want to type out, hey, I'm doing a podcast right now, so I was just like, I'll just take a photo.
How do you do it? I can't do it. Mm-mm.
That's it. That's perfect.
Oh god.
Dude,
kill it. Kill it.
Oh my
kill it with fire.
He looked like that nipple thing they milk in Last Jedi.
What'd you have to
It's funnily enough, it's the scene you hate the most, but yet it's the scene you can't stop talking about.
Because it makes me angry.
Why were your lips so purple?
Huh?
Your lips were purple, dude.
Because when you do that, it cuts off circulation
like,
to your face.
Like, no, they were
it's
like...
because I was busy sucking dick earlier.
Okay, that explains it.
All right, anyway.
That explains it.
Anyway, so Brian, tell us about your shitty taco story.
Let the record show I'm not picking on you.
I know.
This is not me.
It's been a while.
I don't even know what I did.
Yeah, I don't know what you did.
Okay, from KGO TV, also known as ABC 7. I don't know exactly where this place is located, but whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. I do know that they have a hurricane warning, so it must be in the Carolinas. But
so basically you're saying the B-Squad put the story up.
Pretty much.
Sounds about right.
So let me just read this verbatim, and you're going to hate these guys within the first sentence. It's not Taco Tuesday, but you may want to head over to Taco Bell if you're reading this. The popular fast food restaurant was named America's Best Mexican Restaurant by the Harris Poll. Moe's held the title last year in Chipotle in 2016.
Wait, okay,
Taco Bell's not a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, the poll surveyed
Serve Mexican food.
Right.
It's fast food.
The poll surveyed more than 77,000 consumers who assessed more than 3,000 brands across more than 300 categories.
Seriously, how many Walmart supercenters did they go to?
Or did they just interview everybody in Baltimore?
Yeah. Interesting enough. There you go.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell's the best place. Best Mexican food.
All right, we're going to.
Especially at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm on.
We're going to canvas Baltimore and Hagerstown, and then like that'll just explain
Hagerstown.
Earlier this year, Taco Bell became the fourth largest food chain, coming in behind McDonald's, Starbucks, and Subway. Those are the big four right now.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I have their breakfast.
McDonald's,
the
Starbucks, and Subway.
Wait, I'm sorry. Subway is actually in the top three at something?
Yep.
Yeah.
What? I mean, have you had a chicken teriyaki sandwich? They're the bomb.
Yeah. I like their breakfast.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
So, I know. It's weird, right? Zach eats Subway. What's the world coming to?
What has the world come to? What hath science wrought?
What? Zach's not eating tendies. What happened?
Chicken, give me tendies.
Subway lawsuit. Actually, you know, it's funny. You mentioned this idea earlier, and you were like, we need to talk about who has the best chicken tenders. And you and I already immediately said the correct
Zaxby's
answer. Yeah, Zaxby's.
I mean, some people would argue Raising Cane's, but I haven't had it yet.
You know, actually, Mark Lopez said Raising Cane's. And to be fair, I've never had Raising Cane's, so I really can't argue with him until I do. But Raising Cane's is the same thing. They only serve chicken tenders. Like, why can't we get any of these places again? Why
because
can't we
it's
get
Maryland.
These Maryland.
Because yeah. Maryland fucking sucks.
God, Maryland's just a turd of a state.
Oh, I hate this place.
We don't even have White Castle.
Well, that just saves us from several diarrhea incidents.
Okay, we don't have White Castle. We don't have Zaxby's. We don't have fucking Hardee's.
We don't have Tim Hortons.
Hardee's. Ugh.
We don't have Tim Hortons.
Hardee's or Carl's Jr.
I introduced my girlfriend's family to Tim Hortons when I went to Maine.
Hell yes. Dude.
As you should.
You know what we do have here? Roy Rogers. And I'm like,
we have
shit. You choose your words carefully. Roy Rogers is fan fucking tastic.
Gold Rush is the best reason, thing they make.
Roy Rogers, God, it's good.
The reason why he hates Roy Rogers is because Roy Rogers bought up all the old Hardee's locations in Maryland.
That's funny.
Yep.
I hate Hardee's, I'm sorry.
Because apparently Hardee's has just got some beef with Maryland.
Okay, look, first and foremost...
There's a whole list of companies that have beef with Maryland. Yeah, I'm not surprised, because the business tax laws in this state are a joke.
They're a fucking...
Yeah, it's why no one films here.
No, that's why we lost everything from grocery stores to, like, Beretta. So it's no wonder Hardee's isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
We lost Super Fresh.
What do we have now? We have
Bechtel's gone. Bechtel went to Virginia.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. Bechtel just finally said, all right, fuck you guys. We're not paying your outrageous taxes.
Nice.
This is what happens.
So basically casinos and Weiss supermarkets.
Is what's going to fuel Maryland from now on.
Yep. That sounds about right. Oh, and horses and horse tracks because, you know, Maryland and horses.
Charles Down reasons. And
Jesus.
Dude.
It's in West Virginia there, but...
Whatever.
I mean, there's Maryland Live Casino, so you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Poopy-doo.
I don't know. I just... God. This place is so fucking vanilla when it comes to food places. It's just... It's awful.
I will say this much. I've lived in the North, and I've lived in the deep South.
Yes.
Well, okay.
The Deep South.
I don't know. Is Georgia the, was, the Deep would you South. Consider Georgia the Deep South, or would you consider yeah. the
it's
Deep kinda, South?
It's kind of more South. Coastal than the Deep South. Georgia's not entirely
so, like,
terrible.
So not Alabama,
Alabama
Mississippi.
Is deep
Alabama's
South.
The Deep South.
Alabama, Georgia?
All right.
Yep, Louisiana. That's the Deep South.
Okay. So yeah, I'll say this much.
Deep fried South.
Grief
the things
of
that
Alabama.
I've noticed are, chain-wise, the South's got better restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more independent local eateries,
yeah.
way better than the North.
Yeah.
That's again just my opinion. I mean, obviously, I feel like Tim Hortons is like the best chain
ever.
Yeah,
but you're biased. You're from that area.
Yeah, I
but
know.
It is Tim Hortons is great. I would never try to say otherwise.
Where else can you get a combo? You can get a sandwich. You can get a drink, and you can get your side as a fucking donut. You
yeah.
can't get that anywhere.
No, you're
else.
Right. You're right.
Donut or some Timbits.
However, I gotta give a small shout out to a local business. I gotta give a small shout out to Fractured Prune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Fractured
Glory
Prune.
Donuts also.
Yeah.
They're fucking good.
Oh man.
There's good stuff in Frederick. Like that I'm not gonna deny that. Like
the burger
like,
joint.
But no, yeah,
and the
but,
tasting room.
Like the chains. Say, that's what I'm saying.
The
You're
chains,
right.
yeah.
There's no like amazing chain out there. Like there I mean, yeah,
Shake Shack.
Rogers is okay. Shake Shack, there's not many in Maryland.
Are there any in Maryland?
There's one in DC.
That's
DC is not Maryland. Technically, it's a District of Columbia.
Yeah, dude, let me tell you
it's
something.
It's in Baltimore, near Baltimore.
Yeah. No, yeah,
I mean they have Nando's
saying, there's
around
one.
There. They have Nando's,
Nando's.
Around DC.
Okay,
Nando's.
Nando's. One good one.
Yeah. There's
one.
Good, yeah, there's
yeah,
one. Really
that's something
good one.
That came from the UK and then came over.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, but nothing.
Get yourself a cheeky Nando's.
Nothing
then,
that's really original to Maryland. That
yeah.
you know.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, like, I go out to Denver every Christmas, and, like, I see Qdoba, I see fucking Jack in the Box, I see,
oh, Qdoba.
You know, oh, my God, I see so much shit out there. I'm like, please, like, Carl's Jr., and I'm like, why can't we have that? I'm like,
I know, ugh. I get it. When I go home for every Christmas, you know, in New York, I mean, there's Mighty Taco, there's Whistle yeah. Pig, there's Tim Hortons, there's
fucking Dinosaur Barbecue.
Dinosaur?
That place
There's
was
a place named
fucking...
Dinosaur something?
Yes,
yeah,
it's
Dinosaur
amazing.
Dinosaur
it's a...
barbecue.
Wait, there's one in...
There's one in Baltimore, yes. Yeah. But, dude, hold on. The one in Baltimore does not have fucking poutine fries. Like, the pulled pork poutine that we had in Buffalo
Oh, my God. It was
so good.
Fucking
amazing.
Damn.
Holy yeah. shit. It was
fries? Right, Zach, fries, pulled pork, cheese curds.
Oh hell!
And I don't. And he doesn't mean
I have a
melted
mighty
mozzarella
right now.
Cheese. He means like fucking heaps of cheese curds, like actual
like
cheese
cheesy
curds.
Fries that are just.
I'm having a moment just thinking about it.
And here's the funny thing, right?
So oh my God!
So we went to Buffalo Comic Con a couple of years ago, and I took them with me.
Yes,
because I was like, fuck it, I want to bring them along. I want to have fun, right? And I took them there because it was like the one in Buffalo is like literally right down the street from the convention center, right?
Yes.
That's like a B squad dinosaur barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Like the one I really need to take them to is the one in Rochester, like the one I first went to, because that one is fucking amazing. I'm just saying. So, you guys, if you ever want to go back up there, you know.
Hell yeah, dude.
Now we have a reason.
Dude, I do love Buffalo. I haven't gotten to go back to Buffalo since that time I visited Ian like 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's living in North Carolina now. He's like in the middle of the hurricane path.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I know. It changed directions now, heading straight for like North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia.
Yeah.
My Maryland, grandma's like right in the path of it, too.
I mean, the good news is that Maryland is now completely free of it, but I do feel bad for everybody down south.
Oh, me too.
I mean, yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's the thing. By the time it gets to where he's at, it's going to be downgraded to a tropical depression,
yeah.
but still.
I mean, like my friends, like the neighbors I had that were like family to me down in San Antonio, they're all down in South Carolina. So I actually reached out to them earlier today and I was like, hey guys, you know, I can help you out with like lodging or something if you guys need to come up north, because it looks like a motherfucker of a storm. So I was like,
it really does.
So I was like, if you need to like, you know, fucking leave Dodge, let me know. Hit me up. So
yeah, it's right. It looks tremendously wet.
Myrtle is going to get murdered. Like Myrtle
Dude,
Beach.
Okay, hold on. There is some other Fat Shack news, but it's not good news. The Myrtle Beach Waffle House is closed.
Why is that not good news? Waffle House
holy
is cancer.
Shit.
Yeah, because
all right. So
have you never heard of the Waffle House Index?
You weren't here for that episode. So there's something called the Waffle House Index.
Okay,
it's basically how do you figure out how fucked a situation is?
Oh, so he's saying the fact that this one's closed means whatever's coming is very bad.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Repent,
okay.
Repent, sinners. Waffle House be fucking closed.
Oh, okay.
That's basically what
really?
It means.
I was going to say.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Waffle House is fucking closed. Okay?
Evacuate
now. It
is
bad. It is fucking bad.
Evacuate now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was going to say, I was like, eating there is like getting a disease. That's why I couldn't understand why it was bad news it was closed. I'm like, good, I hope it doesn't open again.
Not a fan of Waffle House?
Oh, I absolutely love...
You don't like to eat...
I prefer the Huddle House.
You don't like to eat in a bathroom?
No, not particularly.
Wait, remember, I want to point this out. We discussed this when we were talking about this on the episode, that particular episode. Every single Waffle House that's north of the Mason-Dixon line... No, actually, I would say north of the Maryland-Virginia border.
Okay.
Is garbage.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
The ones in the south, they're constantly cleaning those. They have a much higher standard because they're not like a satellite store. You know what I mean? They're still within their home region. Now,
you still couldn't pay me to go into one of those?
Well, I that's the thing. You're operating.
Tell me that
off
if you go tell me that if you ever go down to one in like Georgia, because believe me, it's the fucking bomb diggity down.
I mean, I'm sure I'll see it, but I probably won't want to go in there.
No. And you know what? It's that's the thing. It's just like you've only experienced, I assume, the ones here.
I imagine it's the
poo-poo.
Same.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine it's the same with Sonic for you probably too, because like...
No, I love Sonic.
Well then, dude, let me tell you something.
Go to the
right
ones
now.
In the south, then you will love Sonic.
We had more Sonics than I could fucking count when we were in San Antonio, and that was in the 90s. Dude, they blow it out of the fucking water. These ones, man. Up here are
Hashtag
awful.
Not too waffle.
Oh my god. See, now that we're talking about, now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
This is what always happens.
We should go get something to eat.
Oh, great. I'm hungry and broke.
It's just one of those days. Okay, so any other news we have? Or
I'm trying to think. I think we covered most of the important stuff.
I mean, yeah, we hit Marvel. We hit DC dying.
Inadvertently hit Star Wars.
Yeah, inadvertently hit Star Wars.
You're going to make this shit for the editor. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, editor.
It's not him. He doesn't care.
Who is it?
It's me.
Oh, you poor bastard.
I just burped into the microphone. I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care.
Anyway, so I guess we can just close out. We'll do plugs really quick. Brian and I are going to be at the Baltimore Podcast Festival this weekend, actually. We're on Saturday 4:15 to 5 o'clock, I think I think we're the first act on at the Wind Up Space. So come out and see it. It's free.
Yep. And I have come no support. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but yeah, we're going to be in Baltimore.
And we'll just throw something together like we always do.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you start prepping now, you'll have something.
Zach, have you been on the show before? This is not our style, man.
Do you see?
No. That's not your style.
You appreciate that I do prep for every single one of these that I do.
No comment.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But Zach, yes.
Right. Anyway, so come out and see us. Also, if you're interested in any of the other shows we make, remember you can always go to www.castaystudios.com.
Yep. Watch, listen. I mean, I said watch. Listen to my show. It's a good show.
It's a good show, eh?
Which show is this?
That would be PCP, Post Credit Podcast.
When was the last time you did
that?
That
is such an unfortunate 2 months ago. Fucking abbreviation.
Or a month and a half ago? We did Infinity War.
That was like...
Oh, that was long ago.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
That was May.
It was May, dude.
Wow.
I've been keeping up with the blog.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, check out the blog at castawaystudios.com/blog.
I'm the only one blogging, but my blogs are good.
And also go to castawaystudios.com/Amazon for all blog your movements. Purchasing needs.
Yes.
Make sure to bookmark that, and you can just click through or shop at the page. Provides us a little bit of something without any extra to you. Mm-hmm. So bookmark it, do it today, castawaystudios.com/Amazon.
Also, just a little aside here as well, just kind of outside of the podcasting realm. If you're in the area when it comes to Hagerstown and you want to see live wrestling every Thursday night at 7 p.m., the House of Pain Wrestling League is going to be doing shows there. So feel free to hit us up and come on by, and we'll give you about an hour and a half of live wrestling. And also check out NWL, because there's a show happening this Saturday I'm not going to be going to, but...
Put down the mic.
Yeah, we've been doing all kinds of stuff.
Put down the mic, Stan.
Okay, Mom, God.
Yeah, put down. Good boy.
You son of a bitch.
They about so, to
hey,
fight.
For those interested, remember, you can see sweaty wrestle boys in Hagerstown.
Yep.
Will you be nice?
What? That wasn't a diss.
I was just annoyed about that.
But. They sweat, they're boys, and they wrestle.
Goddamn right we do.
See? He doesn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just said they wrestle. I didn't say they suck each other's dicks.
That's UFC.
You don't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gotta hate UFC. I love UFC.
I mean, again, it's just, you know.
Ultimate fucking championship.
Ultimate fuck.
Still like it. Still cool. Shit actually happens. There's blood goes everywhere. And yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not the ones I've watched, though.
Because they're not trying to tell a storyline.
I mean,
there's
some bad ones. Like, one time a dude got hit so hard he shit himself.
I remember that.
Poo really? Went everywhere. It was disgusting. I almost threw up. What a note to end on.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
God, talk about a shitty ending.
YouTube.com.
Yeah, we don't shit in the ring. At least not intentionally.
This is for Sean Holmes.
Oh, I'm Colin Jackson.
Oh boy.
I'm Zach Patterson. Man, this has just been crappy.
And there's Brian Massey on his phone not paying attention. And you've been boldly going nowhere.
Sean, hit me with the outro.
Oh, there it is, and God. It's edited.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.